Well, listen, John, I wanted you to take one moment and listen to what this listener said they spent their summer doing.
My name's Debbie. My unemployment ended last month. I'm doing a 3-month unpaid internship to improve my chances of getting a job. Because it's unpaid, I most likely have to give my landlord my notice and move out of my apartment and figure out where to live.
And we've talked a lot about the sort of extreme solutions people have tried to go through to find a new job, to move on to a new career.
And right. And using internships to upgrade. Beth Koblenner talks about this, using internships to upgrade your resume even though you're not actually employed.
Right, or changing your skill set even.
It involves a sacrifice, though.
It does involve a great deal of sacrifice. The question today is how much of a sacrifice? Debbie went to an unpaid internship. But there's a line even for unpaid internships. Some of it are taking it one step further. They're paying thousands of dollars for the privilege of working an unpaid internship. So let's be clear here. They are paying in order to be able to work for free. And one of those people who did this is Farah Ardashir. She's just started her junior year at Eastern Kentucky University, majoring in political science. And as I understand, Farah, you used a placement agency to get an internship with a nonprofit human rights organization in D.C. Is that right?
Yes. That's correct. I used the Washington Center for Academic Seminars and Internships.
And how much did it cost you?
Well, I guess I haven't actually seen the exact number, but I'm guessing that it's around like roughly $9,000.
I assume that your parents paid that bill.
Right. Actually, I got assistance from the school, and you also get assistance from the state of Kentucky in my situation. I don't think it's like that for every state. And without the support of my school, I wouldn't have been able to attend this summer.
All right. Well, let's bring in Jenna Johnson. She researched this topic for an article in The Washington Post. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
You know, a lot of weird things happen in D.C., so is this a D.C. phenomenon, or is this something that's happening other places in the country?
You know, we're starting to see it pop up in a lot of major cities. But in D.C., these programs have been around for 30 or 40 years. They've gotten really popular recently with the popularity of internships going up. D.C. gets anywhere between 20 and 40,000 interns each year. About 2,500 of those come to the city through these internship placement programs. They apply, they get in, they spend anywhere from $7,000 to $9,000. They pay using their student loans, Pell Grants, scholarships, things like that, and then they're placed in internships in congressional offices, media companies, federal agencies, all different kinds of businesses.
And did you also look into how effective these are? Do they get the return on their investment?
I mean, the big thing is the students are guaranteed an internship, which
an unpaid internship.
And some of them are paid. A large majority of them are unpaid.
So, Farah, let me ask you, what kind of job are you hoping to get when you finish your political science degree?
Honestly, I have no idea, but I know that I want to end up in D.C. Like, I'm thinking about law school, possibly, so I know that this D.C. experience, I think, will pay off, but you don't know until you get the job, right? I don't know until I actually land a job with the help of my internship experience.
Well, but that seems kind of odd. $9,000 and you're going to do an unpaid internship and you're not really sure what the results will be.
Well, I know that getting the experience right now, I've come back to school and I feel like that I've got these resources that I gained by being in D.C. and getting the internship experience, but I can't really know for sure how much my investment is going to pay off until I actually get a job. That's how I'm looking at it.
Jenna, let's be clear here. Farah, like many others, paid this money, these thousands of dollars, to a placement center that guarantees they'll find an internship for her, not to the company with whom she interned.
Correct. And also to be clear, those thousands of dollars, it's not just the internship. They're also getting housing. They're also getting some night classes. They're also walking away with 6 to 9 credit hours. They're getting organized tours of D.C. And they have the support of a program in what can be a very big, scary city.
So yeah. is this basically is aimed at students who want to do an internship in Washington?
Exactly.
And I mean, I realize the competition for internships is getting tight around the country. Is the competition for these particular internships also now including adults who finish their degrees?
Many of these programs are only open to college students, but there are some that cater to older adults or to people who are doing career changes.
So help me to understand, Jenna, whether or not this is a sort of a rare occurrence that is part of the odd landscape of Washington, D.C., or if this is sort of a comment on the job picture across the country.
It's on any college campus, the buzzword is internships. You're not going to get a job out of college unless you have an internship. You have to have experience. Career centers are getting slammed at the beginning of school years with freshmen and sophomores who want to have internships. And so there's more and more people who want these, and to the point where they're even willing to pay just to make sure that they get one.
Well, Farah, let me ask you, you finished your internship, right?
Correct.
And did you come away with a wallet full of business cards and your Rolodex is now full or your BlackBerry?
Yeah, I actually did. I came away with an A also, which is good for my GPA. I did come away with lots of business cards, and really I think it was about the experience. Living on your own in a big city, I'm from, you know, Lexington, Kentucky. That's where I'm originally from. And living in D.C. was an entirely new experience. It was very scary at first. And, you know, getting to live that life for 2 months is invaluable, I think.
And it was worth – you say it's invaluable, but was it worth $9,000?
Well, since it was paid for me for the school, yes. If that had been coming out of my pocket, I don't know if I could say the same thing.
Farah Ardashir paid for an internship placement program this summer. It landed her at a nonprofit human rights organization $9,000 for the privilege of working all summer unpaid. Jenna Johnson reported on this for the Washington Post. Thanks to both of you. I want to put this to the listeners. How valuable do you think these internships have been? If you've done an internship especially, how much was it worth to you? Was it worth $9,000? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's 877-869-8253.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.